This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise on Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today in the studio with me, I have two people from Content Nation. I have Ali and Noshini. Introduce yourselves first and then tell me a little bit about the business and what it is exactly that you do.
So I go by Ali, one of the founders of Content Nation, and actually also run the company as a managing director. So Content Nation, in essence, it's marketing solutions agency. I've been around for about 3 years in Malaysia, in an office in KL. And now working with a myriad of clients from all walks of industries.
Hi, I'm Lushini, and I'm the co-founder at Content Nation as well. I predominantly work with the team and clients doing digital marketing. That's my expertise and my passion. So we do have, over the years, clients that are starting to take their business more online. And we've also got a special division now that's focusing on that. And that's something we see a lot of potential in Malaysia. Mm. So that's what I do. And again, like Ali said, we are a marketing solutions provider to a lot of companies, and we aim to be able to give them, you know, everything in-house instead of having to work with various different agencies. So anything from content to branding to design and marketing. So that's kind of where we are at right now, and hopefully grow our offerings as well in the future.
So on Ali's card here right now, it says Managing Director / Thinker of Deep Thoughts. Lushini, what's on your card?
My card says Dispeller of Myths and Bad Ideas.
Dispeller of Myths and Bad Ideas.
And Digital Strategies.
And Digital Strategies. Okay. And immediately when I receive that card, it kind of tells me that you are different to a traditional marketing company. You know, there's a bit of kind of tongue in cheek. There's a little bit of fun with it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that a kind of approach that you take when you go and speak to your clients as well?
Well, you know, from being in the industry for a long while, one thing we notice is that, you know, you need to get noticed,
right,
when you're doing marketing.
Yeah.
A serious approach was never really a fun approach in marketing. Too much. So this was almost like a icebreaker, if you will, to get people going, like, you know, another take at your card and at you. It's like, okay, think of deep thoughts. What do you think about?
Right.
And that starts a whole conversation that doesn't just talk about dollars and cents. It goes deeper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've even got pretty much what you've said there on the back of your card as well. Marketing is telling the world you're a rock star. Content marketing is showing the world that you're one, right? So in terms of digital marketing nowadays, everybody has gone digital in one way or another. Mm. You know, whether you're a social media user or not, and I think most people have to be some kind of social media user, whether it's an individual or a company. How much have you seen traditional brick and mortar companies move from their traditional strategies to becoming more digital, Lush?
It's actually been happening quite a lot, depending on the brand. Predominantly, you have a lot of lifestyle brands that adapt to social media very, very quickly and fast. A lot of the corporate traditional businesses are, I would say, a late adapter. But I think it's happening. It's been happening actually over even the past 5 to 8 years. And, you know, in 2019, you pretty much don't exist as a business if you don't have an online presence. Mm. That's really the way I look at it. And a lot of businesses are starting to go online and be on social media, even have like just a basic website or digital presence. But of course, how well they do it and how they use it as a marketing platform is why companies like us exist. Because there's a very fine line between just existing online and actually making it work for your brand.
Okay, tell me about the inception then of Content Nation. How did you guys meet? How did you get discussing? Where did the money come from? Why did you decide to set it up here in KL? Give me the whole backstory.
Okay, so well, it's we've actually got two other co-founders. We've actually known each other for more than 10, 15 years now, and we've we all come from very different backgrounds. Me, you know, I graduated in political science and then got into PR and then eventually digital marketing. Ali's got a background in business, and then our two other business partners have corporate backgrounds and predominantly in finance.
So you're the creative.
Yes, hence we're here.
Okay, makes sense.
And then, so, you know, we've known each other for a very long time, and we've always, we've grown up together. So we've got our first jobs together, started, you know, talking about the issues that we face when it comes to work, exchanging ideas. These were my people, right? So, and we also have a lot of fun together. So I think after a couple of nights out and, you know, late night conversations, you know, you just come up with an idea like, you know what, guys, I think you are some of the smartest people I know. Why don't we do something? Right. There is this need there is a need for good marketing, good PR, good business sense in this country. And why not we do something? Because at that time, we were all also not based in Malaysia. So it was both a fun thing to do together. That's predominantly how it started, but also seeing that there was a very unique need and also for us to kind of come back and contribute back to Malaysia, because we all eventually wanted to come back to KL and do something here instead of working for someone else.
If I can just chime in a little bit there. It started off as wanting to solve world problems, failing which we ended up with a business together. That's how it really was formed.
Right. What were your background, Loshi? You saying you did PR before this, and Ali, what did you do before this?
So I was actually a trained accountant. Very not fun as what I'm doing right now. So decided one day that this is not for me, and went into sales and marketing. That kind of led on to discovering digital marketing. So about 8 years ago, this journey started with digital marketing and content creation and creative work in general. Figured, you know, I wasn't getting bored day by day doing this, and each day was a challenge more than anything else. So that kind of gave the journey towards where we are right now as Content Nation, with the marketing sales aspects leading to formation of this idea that we had 3 years ago to form Content Nation.
Would you say that, I mean, you're all young, you know,
relatively
speaking, yeah. Would you say like digital marketing then is a young person's thing? Do you think that's a thing? Or am I just kind of, you know, making assumptions that are terrible?
I think you would have been right about 5 years ago.
Right.
If you say it was a young people's thing, and you would have been right, because that was where the prevalence of usage was. But since then, it has completely shifted. If you take any of the tools that are out there for marketing and social media, and if you look at the number of users that are on various platforms, it was mind-boggling how many 35-year-old plus are on. And recently, even just last week when we did the stats, how many 55 and over are online and very active. It also was, what was startling was the over 60s are suddenly more active on social media than your young ones. We summersed because they have not much to do anymore with the retirement and such.
Plenty of spare time.
That might have led. But, you know, that then offers an avenue for companies to reach to so many different demographics rather than just young people, as most people think digital and social media is for.
I think that that's definitely a good point. We were speaking just a week or so ago about how the elder generation, even though they're now using a lot more stuff online and a lot more computer savvy, there is still a bunch of them that don't know how to use their devices, you know, their phones, their iPads, their whatever, their laptops. And so that's a huge untapped market for you know, an online marketing platform mm-hmm. for somebody who knows how to get them working and online or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's okay. They know how to use their WhatsApp.
Yep.
They know how to use their Facebook every now and again.
Yep.
But there are other avenues that we can explore and kind of, for want of a better term, exploit. With that in mind, and how things change so rapidly within the online sphere and within social media, I mean, we have Facebook, we have WhatsApp, we have Twitter, we have Snapchat, we have a plethora of all of these different avenues. How difficult is it for you to kind of navigate that minefield of, okay, where do we put your brand so it resonates correctly? And how do we know that where we're putting it is going to be relevant in 6 months' time? Mm-hmm. Do you kind of have a sit down with your client and say, this is where we think you need to be going, but you also need to be thinking about perhaps if in 6 months' time everything shifts?
Yeah, so I think that's also where we come in as a consulting agency. That's where our consulting roles come into play, because as you said, yes, there are a myriad of platforms out there that have your audiences or relate to your brand. But from a business perspective, as a business owner, a lot of businesses are still very attached to their brick and mortar mm-hmm. or their brand that was created maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, before these kind of platforms ever existed.
Yeah.
So these things were never accounted for. Mm. So you need to make sure that your clients or our clients are also comfortable with using that as their medium to share their brand message. So it is definitely a two-way process. A lot of what we do is also very unknown to a lot of our clients. So they are learning it as we show it to them as well. So they didn't know that this was possible because they only know it from their usage point of view. Whereas we come in as marketers and we show them a different side of it. So it is always a two-way process. And depending on the medium as well, you need to know which ones you would use just as a content provider versus which are the platforms that you actually use to sell something. Mm. Just to give you an example, there is still this notion that people still don't buy from social media. And that is something that even as marketers, we continue to test. So there might be some brands that are really doing well and nailing it when it comes to social media marketing, but then there are other brands that actually just solely provide content on social media, which then becomes a byproduct of their sales and marketing.
Right.
So you kind of have to find that sweet spot between how your brand exists online to what it really stands for and how does that support your sales and marketing efforts in the back end. It's always a two-way process and we will always continue doing that, I think, because that's how you get better at doing what you do. And the beauty about digital is you can track everything. So every single thing you want to do, from like how many people have liked your post to how many people have shared it, or did they click on the image or did they click on the button. So the beauty of digital marketing is you never have to set something in stone, and you can always grow with your client or grow your brand through what you're learning. So that's why it's so interesting.
And you can adapt and you can pivot literally
Absolutely.
On the fly.
So as I said, Rich, like some clients come to us with a mindset like, I want to be here only.
Right.
And, we don't fight it or fight the current. Let's go with it. And then whilst we are there and comfortable and getting the data, as Losh said, put in front of them, showcase that, yeah, great that we have this many people interacting with us, but how is it translating for us? So then they become open to trying other new platforms. And we always try and consult clients and saying like, it's not a standstill game here. New things are coming up. Algorithms keeps changing. And how you reach and how you interact becomes completely different day by day, if not second by second. So when you put data in front of people, they are more comfortable making decisions. When you tell them as this is what we can advise you, knowing what we know of the industry, not so much. So if we play both of it together, once we win the trust and get people to see the effectiveness of social media, then they are more open to making decisions on exploring things.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with Ali and Loshini from Content Nation. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Big friendly matcha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I'm in the studio with
Loshini
and Ali.
They are from Content Nation. How would you describe your company? What is it again? Just remind me.
It is a one-stop solution marketing service provider. I would call it that. The way I would describe us is we are a bunch of creative misfits, you know, working together and bringing solutions to our clients really in a way that is relevant and current, but it also data driven. And I think that's where we all as a team really agree that as much as we are creative, we love the fact that we always make data-driven decisions. And I love that the creative team as well is now starting to think like that.
Data is currency nowadays, guys.
Yes, seems like it, yes.
And there's also real-world impacts.
Yeah.
You know, putting a great plan together and a strategy together is fantastic. It can look and feel great, but when it goes out into the real world and how it is actionable and how it turns into results, whether it's dollar and cents or more brand awareness, that when you feel that, that's when you get a sense of achievement of having to say, hey, I did that. Or we came up with that solution. And, when it's really effective, that's when you get the satisfaction and going to sleep with a smile.
Okay, then, Ali. So on that note, let's talk about some of the solutions that you have offered and maybe what kind of sets you guys apart from some of the other strategists, some of the other marketers, some of the other digital content creators. You know, what do you feel are your real strengths as a company?
One thing that I do tell, when people ask me this question is we approach things a little differently. Of course, everyone tries to say that, but the way we really do things is work backwards. When clients come to us and say, I want to do this, we turn it around and go, no, okay, let's take a pause here and say, what is the ultimate goal you want to achieve? What do you want your audience to take away when you do all this? You know, what's the end goal that you're looking for? Now let's work backwards from that. What is the message we need to be sending to them? What platforms do we need to be sending them through? How long do we need to do this? And in what form? You know, whether it's using humor, whether it's using, real serious business goals and aspirations, whatever it is, each target audience reacts differently. So when we do that with them, it completely sometimes changes how they wanted to approach from get-go. They will come and say, okay, I want to build a website for, how much dollars and cents. And when we turn around and ask them this question and then they realize, they didn't really need a bombastic website to start with. It's just a simple presence was enough. But how use the rest of it to reach out to people, to bring people to come to know about you. That was more, a solutions that kind of shifted people's thinking. And, we do take pride whenever that happens, when we're able to, change how clients are thinking about talking to the audience.
Actually, on that note, I also wanted to add that there has been more than a couple of times that we've actually totally broken the client's brief. And again, it was a decision that we make together as a team because we also have a very open concept where the team is, allowed to contest something or disagree with something. Yeah. So it's a very flat system. And we've received a brief that says A, B, and C, and we've totally gone the other way. Of course, that is both.
Did you tell the client you were doing that before you did it? Okay.
Not actually. So you have, you need, that's a calculated risk that you take, obviously, but you also need to be that much confident and really come up with a good proposal and a game plan that you will then be able to present. Obviously, you need to believe that that's going to work. And then you have data to back it up as well.
Right.
So we've actually gone in thinking, okay, this can go one of two ways. They're going to just tell us to leave the room, or we're going to win this, right? And so that's happened actually a couple of times, and it's been some of our biggest wins and biggest, one of the things that we're most proud of. And I think that also establishes a certain level of trust and credibility with the people that we work for, and they don't always feel as if, you know, this is just another marketing company that's going to do what we tell them to do based on the budget that we have.
Right.
They really value the fact that we're able to look at their brand as if it was our own and say, this is what you should be doing with this much of money. Don't put your money into building a new website. You should be spending your budget on doing this and this and this, and this is how it's going to work. We've even done things like, okay, you don't even have to pay us. So we're going to tell you this. This is a free consulting session. These are the five things that you can do immediately to change your website. Come back to us in a month and tell us whether it worked for you or not. And then we can talk about your marketing.
So you're introducing loss leaders to the marketing plan.
Well, it's not really a loss leader, I would say. It's more of, you know, you're introducing a new service, if you will.
You're establishing trust is what
it
you're
it
doing,
is right? Establishing yeah. trust. So you, yeah. people need to trust you before they say, okay, take it away and do whatever you need to turn this around. Mm. So in this kind of service, when we say come and do it for free with us, it's like, what do you have to lose?
Right.
You come, you listen to us. If you like what we see in front of you, we give you five things, try three of them. If two of them work, you know that, you know, there is something to this. If none of them work, you know, we're just talking nonsense. So don't call us again.
Don't call us again. Yeah. And we're not for you, and you're not for us.
Exactly. Right. Okay. It's a chemistry. You know, you have to work with each other.
Can you give me an example of perhaps some clients that we might be familiar with? Or some? Okay, let's do it a different way. Don't give me the names of the clients, but potentially offer me the solutions that they've asked for or what they've come to you with.
Well, one thing quickly comes to mind was a very large Malaysian company. They came to us with saying that they needed to go digital and be on social media. So it's a proper brief that went out to 10 different agencies. We took it and we looked at it, knowing the company. Everyone knows the company. And they were like, so what do we know about them? They said, their products suck. Pardon my French. And that's the first thing we put down in our proposal.
Be realistic.
Your product sucks. Yeah. And this is the perception that people have. So tell people that we know that we suck.
Yeah.
And here's our path to redemption, as it were, to winning your trust back to what it was before. Mm. By acknowledging that we suck. And the next step is, okay, so we suck. What do we do about it? It was an extremely bold way to approach when especially nine other agencies are pitching for it as well. Mm. Surprisingly, when we went in with this to the management and presented, their faces really told a story when we said, you know, your company is not all as what you think it is. But eventually, they awarded us a contract. So it was like a moment for us to go like, you know, telling the truth really can sometimes pay off.
Where do you see yourselves then in the next kind of 3, 4, 5 years time? I mean, from what I understand, you're working with some bigger name clients. You know, is that what you're looking for? Or do you like the idea of having smaller clients and many of them?
I think as first I will start with the team. I think we love our team and we want to grow the team. Definitely, both in terms of talent and also what we do in the companies, we support their personal goals. So we ideally want, we have a very low turnover. We've had our core team that's been with us since the day we started. So that's something very important to us. So obviously, team growth, personal development, and a space like this, you know, that that's creative, inspiring, and also giving them the freedom to pursue both their work and their personal goals. But I think in terms of clients, we're actually thinking more of being able to be with a brand long term. Whether that's a bigger company or smaller company, we don't actually have an attachment to it. But what's really important to us as well as marketers and as consultants or as their partners is that we grow with the brand. So it's not just coming in and you know, building you a new website or doing your social media for 3 months. But what we really want to do is, you know, grow with you. So let's say you come to us when you're first starting out. 6 months from now, we still want to be there for you, whatever your marketing needs are going to look like at that time, and then be able to, you know, advise you on different things or grow with you as a business. I think that's more important to us than saying like, okay, these are big clients, let's go for them, and these are too small, these guys don't have budget. So a lot of companies, I think that's their downfall of like pigeonholing yourself, and then you really miss an opportunity. So, and we are not a big agency. We're a team of like
14 at the moment.
14, but you know, we have people working in-house and remotely, so we're not a big team, and we don't, you know, we never want to be that. We always want to be small and exclusive, but that shouldn't limit us to the kind of work that we can do. And there's a good set of skills across the board with everyone.
And also, you know, it's not just the big agencies, the big bucks that's going to bring satisfaction and growth for us as we see it. We do want to help the small guy, you know, the startups, the up and coming, you know, names out there to realize their dreams as well. Not just, you know, the big corporates to grow even bigger. Nothing bad about them. It's just that, you know, it has to be a balance. As Lo said, it's personal in terms of what we want to achieve with the team and such. But, you know, it's also listening to, sitting with potential clients and seeing where their passion is. Do they want to be part? Are they potential partners we can grow with? 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, can we see ourselves still
having a nice symbiotic relationship?
Absolutely, yeah. Growing together, where you know you reduce your cost and your efforts you put out. We do what we are best at. You do what you're best at. You know, to demonstrate that, we recently took on this small hotel in Jalan Tunku Abdurrahman, the name of K Hotel, family run business for the past 35 years or so. Now they have new aspirations. They want to grow. They want to become something different, not just, you know, more money, something different. So we sat with them. We came up with, you know, some cool ideas. And it's actually going to be put into action very soon. Really excited to see how that comes through. For a family business to, you know, quickly change and adapt to this new environment and offering an experiential experience that we wanted to put forth. And we just recently taken on their marketing as well. So it's like, you know, we gave you a plan to change. Now we also help you bring the customers to your door.
Where can people find out more information about you guys?
On our website, www.contentnation.my. We're also on Facebook. And while we're at that, actually, one of the things we actually do before we sign on any client is we do a free consultation session with them where it's, you know, no strings attached, and you just fill up a very quick like form and tell us what you're looking for when it comes to your brand. And we do a free consultation session with you whereby by the end of that conversation, you will have at least 3 takeaways of things that you can immediately implement on your brand, depending on, you know, what your need was when you initially came to us. And that's a way for us to, again, build trust and credibility and then decide whether this is actually a good fit and we should be working together.
And that just takes all of 45 minutes of your time, if you're interested.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. That was Lashini and Ali from Content Nation. You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.